Coming up next on Lutheran Radio UK.
Health Matters, a program for those who are sick and in need of a physician of body and soul. Once again, welcome back to Health Matters. I'm your host, Juliana Krieger, and in this show, we look at the psychological, social, and spiritual implications that illnesses have on patient and family. To start with, we will speak to Dr. Andrew Nicholson about the practical and more physical implications. In the second part, we will go to Pastor Lynn Hansen, who considers the spiritual struggles that chronic and terminal patients face. Overall, both doctor and pastor want to give guidance and comfort to the burdened and weary soul, and to remind them that God is with them and for them, whatever comes their way. We welcome back Dr. Andrew today to talk to us about amputation. Could we begin with a definition of amputation?
Well, it's very barn door obvious. Amputation is where you have to remove a limb or another organ for various reasons. In the young, quite often, this is because of trauma. When we are in our adolescence and early adulthood, we lack the mental ability to assess risk very easily. And this really kicks in around about 25 or so, when the prefrontal lobes fully mature. But before that, as we all know, when you're young, you think you're immortal and that you have the ability to cope with anything. As a consequence, a number of young people end up doing things that, I mean, they lose a limb, fall off a motorbike, say, or perhaps they're in the forces, and in the line of looking after, in of supporting their country, they may lose a limb. So that's trauma. But also in the young, you have got various rare tumours, like tumours of the bone, that may occur. But in the main, most amputations now are done because of illness in the latter part of the life. Specifically, this is diabetes in this country. This is the major cause of amputation.
When is it preventable?
It's preventable by never getting out of bed and never actually putting your foot on the ground. We have to live life, and every step we take is a risk. But of course, we have to make sure we try and minimise our risks. So, in other words, not riding a motorcycle when drunk would be a good idea. Certainly, trying to avoid situations that have got a high risk of trauma, like joining the armed forces, if you want to avoid an amputation. But more specifically, in the elderly, it is a matter of looking after yourself if you're a diabetic. Diabetes is a very insidious disease. In this country, it affects up to 4% of the population, very specifically in the elderly with type 2 diabetes. And one of the sneaky things that diabetes does is it reduces the ability of nerves to send back messages to the brain. You get something called a neuropathy. Neuro means the nerve, and pathy means disease of. And this peripheral neuropathy that occurs very much in legs means that the brain doesn't anticipate pain. It doesn't appreciate pain, rather. You may well think that pain is a bad thing. Pain, bad. No pain, good. But in actual fact, pain reminds us of what the external world is doing to us. And for instance, as a diabetic, if you have got a very bad nerve supply to your foot, you can walk and stand on a drawing pin and actually not know that you've stood on it, and it can be in your foot for days or weeks. This, just imagine walking around with a drawing pin stuck in your foot, with all that it does in increasing the risk of infection. The consequence of this is that the infection spreads, and of course diabetics have got very blood that is rich in sugar, and the bacteria think this is almost like Christmas and multiply like fury, take over the foot, and the doctors end up having to amputate the foot to allow the body to survive. In fact, sometimes the blood supply to the foot in a diabetic is so poor that you end up having to do a below-knee amputation. Because one of the other things about diabetes is the effect it has on cholesterol levels and the ability of the arteries to get blocked up by atheroma. This is this cheesy stuff that occurs in arteries in the elderly and in people with heart disease and diabetes. So you have a double whammy for these poor feet. They have poor blood supply and they have poor nerve supply.
Take the example of the drawing pin. Is that too late a scenario to avoid amputation? And if so, what are earlier signs that indicate potential amputation that we can avoid?
The cornerstone to diabetic management is good care. That means knowing your doctor well, making sure you go to the diabetic clinic regularly for checks, and for those checks to include comprehensive blood tests, look at cholesterol, blood sugar, and various other parts of the blood, but also to have your feet comprehensively checked, to make sure that the skin of your feet is in good condition, that you have either been to a chiropodist or have somebody who looks after your feet regularly to trim away dead skin and make sure you don't have any ingrowing toenails. You will also need to have vibration and sensory tests of the foot, because the vibration sensation tends to go very quickly in the feet, and so that the nurse can test this to see whether you have a problem that may be occurring on the horizon, if you like. It is certainly important that a good developed country has a proper, decent podiatry service, whereby the doctor is able to refer quickly to a podiatrist, a specialist in foot care, if there are signs that problems are occurring or about to occur.
Doctor, what is the practice when amputation becomes inevitable? I know that there are situations when the patient is conscious, as in the case with diabetes, and when the patient is unconscious, as in the case of an accident. What is the practice there?
The practice is essentially to try and make an assessment of the viability of the limb, or and to work out where the most appropriate place to amputate is. The best place probably is a below knee amputation, rather than just to remove the foot. A lot of this is because the prostheses that are made are better able to be supported in a below knee amputation, and also the blood supply to the upper part of the leg, not the thigh, the upper part of the leg, is much less likely to be affected than the foot. There was a habit in the past where surgeons used to almost start nibbling away at patients. They'd take a toe off, and then the forefoot, and then they'd take the ankle as well, and then end up taking the below knee. Nowadays, we do a much more accurate assessment of the risk factors in the nerve supply and the blood supply to the leg before removing it. What you do have to do, of course, is make sure you provide an adequate flap of skin over the bone that otherwise would be exposed. This is so that the prosthesis, the limb, the leg that is going to be replace the original organic leg, is best able to be supported and used. The problem, of course, is that once you have an amputation, if you're young, you're fairly fit, and it is quite possible you're able to relatively easily start to get around. But the elderly find that life is giving them a double whammy. They're old, they're more frail than usual, and they have many chronic illnesses, and losing a leg can really mean that sometimes they end up being confined to nursing homes because they cannot be manage life on their own. I think people who have lost a limb will need to go through a period of bereavement, you know, to mourn the loss of their leg and the life that they had with that leg. And they need help to, in a psychological way, to come to terms with that and to try and make the best of what life is left to them. After all, we all know the picture of Oscar Piscatorius, the Olympic runner, who can run certainly an awful lot faster than I ever would be able to, and seems to have to be much more lissom and lithe than I would ever be. So it does not mean that life is at an end. It means that just that life is different, and we have to try and embrace that and move on.
And how are you able as a doctor and also as an elder to offer spiritual care to these patients you deal with?
In many ways, what we have to do is to listen to people, allow them to ventilate and say how they are, and then to enable them to be part of the body of Christ, if you like. Being part of the body means that you don't have to give up just because you've lost a leg. What you need to do is to be part of the family, the congregation, and be embraced and enveloped in its warmth.
Thank you. Let's have a break, but stay with us as we welcome back Pastor Lynn Hansen after these messages.
If you like what you're listening to, then let your contacts know about Lutheran Radio UK. Use the Spread the Word function on our website, lutheranradio.co.uk, and tell your friends on Facebook and Twitter. Alternatively, you can write the emails of your contacts in the Tell a Friend field at the bottom of our main page, and we'll send them a personalized invitation to listen. Help us to proclaim the good news of Christ by telling others about Lutheran Radio UK. And don't forget to subscribe to our newsletter, and we will keep you right up to date about our programs.
The British Lutheran is the magazine of the Evangelical Lutheran Church of England. Published 6 times per year, it looks at topical issues as well as local and international Lutheran news. The magazine also provides a forum for viewpoints and opinions that help us all consider what following Jesus means today. If you would like a free copy of the British Lutheran, contact the ELCE Central Office in Cambridge on central@lutheran.co.uk and ask for a copy to be sent to you. The British Lutheran, the magazine of the ELCE.
Faith That Functions, an in-depth look at the Word of God with Pastor Gordon Naumann.
I take the text, as I do each week on Sunday, and delve into the richness of its meaning, what it meant for the audience of the time, who Jesus was speaking to, and what it means for us today. Because surprise, surprise, Jesus is still speaking to you and me through Scripture.
Every Wednesday on Lutheran Radio UK. Go to our website for times and podcasts.
Thank you for listening to Lutheran Radio UK. We hope that you are enjoying our program because it's all about Christ and to all God's people.
We're back with Health Matters. Let's turn to Pastor Lynn Hansen to share his experience in the spiritual care of people who have to face amputation.
Let us begin with prayer. Gracious God, our Father, we call upon you asking you to have mercy and hear us. Heavenly Father, God of all concord, it is your gracious will that we live together in peace with respect to each other. Destroy the plans of those who employ violence to gain what their evil hearts desire. Teach us to examine our hearts, that we may recognize our own inclination towards envy, malice, hatred, and lust for that which belongs to another. Bless us with your word and the work of the Holy Spirit to search our hearts and to root out all evil which leads to actions that displease you. Help us to be at peace with all people. Fill us with zeal for the work of your holy Christian church and the proclamation of your word in its truth and purity. We pray this through your only begotten Son, our Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus. Amen. The loss of a limb is totally life-changing. The thought of losing a limb brings about extreme anxiety. There is no cure for losing an extremity. Either it is taken off for medical reasons, or a traumatic event occurs which involuntarily removes the limb. The medical and traumatic reasons for loss of a limb are numerous. A few medical reasons include loss of circulation, a disease such as diabetes, lack of use leading to extreme atrophy. Also included are injuries, bomb blasts from IEDs used in warfare, auto or motorcycle accidents, industrial accidents, and animal attacks. I don't intend to list all that could happen, but one cause for amputation that many of us don't think of is frostbite. Frostbite occurs when the limbs, usually fingers and toes, are exposed to extreme cold long enough to freeze them. Such was the case with a patient named Ron. One cold winter night, Ron drove his car home on a rarely traveled highway. The temperature that night was minus 30 degrees Fahrenheit. Unfortunately, his car quit running. Ron thought, "I'm only a few miles from home. I can walk there." As he walked along the road, he slipped, fell, and hit his head. The impact knocked him unconscious. He lay there for an unknown time. By the time he regained consciousness, his fingers were frostbitten. He eventually made it to his home, where he called for help. Unfortunately, the damage to his fingers was too great. Circulation did not return to his fingers and thumbs. After weeks of treatment, the surgeons determined the fingers were dead and very prone to infection. The choice was to either amputate the fingers or die from infection. Ron chose amputation. I asked Ron what this was like for him. He described the loss as being akin to life-changing. His former life ended. You see, Ron was a carpenter. In this vocation, Ron worked extensively with hand tools. The loss of fingers ended his ability to work with hand tools. Ron shared with me that this realization led to deep depression. He lost his value in life. He considered himself worthless. He was too young to retire. He could not live on the amount of disability he would receive. His outlook on life was bleak. I asked Ron what kept him going. What motivated him to thrive, to live? Ron quickly replied, "I realized God had a plan for me. God had work for me to do. I don't know what it is, but God will show me." Ron placed his trust not in man, but in God. He strongly believed God would provide for him. Ron placed his trust in the Lord. Hear these words from Psalm 55. King David wrote, "As for me, I will call upon God, and the Lord shall save me. Evening and morning and at noon, I will pray and cry aloud, and he shall hear my voice. He has redeemed my soul in peace and from the battle that was against me. Cast your burden on the Lord, and he shall sustain you. He shall never permit the righteous to be moved." Ron placed his trust in God Almighty. Ron knew God never promised to fix every affliction that comes our way. Ron trusted God to care for him and sustain his faith unto life everlasting. Ron believed Jesus was the first fruits of the resurrection. Ron believed someday he too would be raised from the dead and given a new, perfect body. Ron lived not for today, but for eternity. Due to a freezing injury, Ron lost his fingers. Lester lost his leg due to lifestyle choices. Lester chose to smoke cigarettes and consume large amounts of alcoholic beverages. Lester shared with me about his self-inflicted injury. Lester was 50 years old. As a teenager, Lester started smoking and drinking. He told himself that he was strong, that these habits would not hurt him. Eventually, abuse-induced disease afflicted him. The blood circulation in his left leg was so bad that the limb literally starved to death. Ron said the pain was unbearable. After several medical procedures, the only alternative left was amputation. Either lose the leg or die. Obviously, Lester chose amputation. Lester never complained. He knew his life choices were to blame. Lester didn't let his past mistakes ruin his future. After surgeons amputated the leg, I talked to Lester. He shared both sorrow and joy. He felt terrible the leg was gone, but relieved the pain went with it. Plus, he looked forward to rehabilitation therapy. He started life anew. Lester said, "God gave me a second chance. I'm not going to mess up my life again. God is with me. He will help me. I've seen that already. I am getting better. I look forward to getting back home and going to church again. The people there are really friendly and helpful." I could retell more accounts of those patients who suffered amputation, but I won't. I will tell you that my experience with patients who face amputation, cancer, and a multitude of other afflictions fall into two categories: those who believe in Jesus as Lord and Savior, and those who reject Jesus. The latter suffer miserably. They have no hope for the future. When affliction comes upon them, they are like a small boat in the middle of a vast ocean, hopelessly adrift, tossed about, living life without meaning. For those who confess Jesus as their Lord and Savior, well, they are filled with hope. They look forward to the future. Not just life on earth, but life everlasting in heaven. In chapter 3 of the book of Acts of the Apostles, written by St. Luke, God worked through Peter to heal a man born lame. The man rejoiced and praised God. God never promised to keep us from physical affliction. God never promised to remove what afflicts us. God promised His Son, Christ Jesus, who redeemed you from sin. God promised life and salvation to all who believe in Him. Trust in God. Believe in Jesus. God will care for you unto life everlasting. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we cry out to you during our times of affliction. If it be your will, remove that which afflicts us in body, mind, and soul. Always support and sustain our faith in you. Never let our trust, our confidence in you waver. Send your Holy Spirit upon us. Guard, guide, and direct our faith, keeping us steadfast in that one true faith until life everlasting. Amen. May I suggest to you that if you don't have a church home, to contact Lutheran Radio UK for help in finding one. Belonging to the body of believers is a tremendous support. Also, take time this week to read the Acts of the Apostles. See how God worked through those men who proclaimed life and salvation through Christ Jesus.
Thank you, Pastor Lynn, speaking to us from St. Paul, Minnesota. We will return with Dr. Andrew and Clinical Chaplain Pastor Lynn Hansen next week to talk about suicide. Please email us at info@lutheranradio.co.uk with comments you might have. At our website, lutheranradio.co.uk, you can find previous podcasts of this show, find us under Program, and also take a look at our other shows. Goodbye, and until next time.
Thank you for listening to Lutheran Radio UK. Check our program times online at lutheranradio.co.uk and stay tuned. All of our programs are broadcast on Greenwich Mean Time. Look up our website for the times in your region.